Welcome again to Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars and, of course, dairy farmers. That involves you as well. Our friends at the Wisconsin Beef Council make sure they're using that money to educate, promote, and invest in research and outreach when it comes to our beef industry in the state of Wisconsin. And boy, I'll tell you, May was a big month for the state of Wisconsin, as it was Beef Month. You can see some of the details and follow through on some of the activity. Go to beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. In studio with us today, Caitlin Riley. She's our communication specialist with the Wisconsin Beef Council. Man, you guys, you really were busy in the month of May. I almost felt sorry for you because you just got it. Even with less restrictions, you were running all over the place.
We were, and it was a little bit of running in the background, trying to organize a lot of these events and some physical running as well, as we had that 5K mix into it. But as you said, Pam, we had a lot going on throughout the state at the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center. They had that month-long celebration to be for some fun folks gathered for those cooking classes, and those were presented by Sarah Agana. She's our own Director of Nutrition for the Wisconsin Beef Council. We had a lot of social media giveaways. I know you guys worked on some of those as well. And what was so fun about those is we were asking people, show us what's on the grill, what you're firing up this grilling season, and we got a lot of really neat submissions from people who were doing ribeyes or tomahawks and burgers, and so it was nice to see that excitement in people's pride and what they were cooking, whether it's for their church groups or families. And as I said before about the run, we had that Burgers and Buns Fun Run, and that was our big finale to May Beef Month, and we weren't quite sure how it was going to go. This was going to be a virtual fun run. We partnered with Wisconsin Farm Bureau for it because we wanted to raise some funds for the Wisconsin Food and Farm Support Fund, and we had 185 people sign up for this event. I think a big part of it is because we let them do it virtually. Yes, they could do it anywhere, any way they chose, so we were able to donate $4,000 to that fund, so that's been excellent. And then another big thing that we launched in May that we're going to continue for as long as possible is sharing those producer stories and giving our producers that direct platform to chat with our consumers. We started these social media takeovers, and I can't take credit for them. I stole them from other ag commodity groups that I witnessed in the past when I was searching for new ideas. And we let farmers use our Facebook and Instagram to tell their story. And in the past month, our posts reached almost 95,000 people on Facebook. Our engagement is up 703%, and we earned almost 300 new followers. And so many people, when I ask them, hey, would you be interested in doing a takeover? They say, well, what do you want to see? I don't know what to show. And I don't think our farmers out there realize what experts they are and how curious people are, especially after the pandemic. They want to know where their food is coming from. And so one of our most recent takeovers, the gentleman showed his cattle moving from pasture to pasture. It showed them, you know, going out and grazing these lands that maybe we can't use for crops. And it shows those cattle eating these plants and converting it into a protein, adding more protein sources to the human food supply chain than we would have without them.
What I always think is funny, and like you said, farmers take it for granted, the simple daily tasks, feeding cattle, can get you huge followings on social media because the things we take for granted, people just don't see. So you're right. I love the Takeover Tuesday idea, and I'll look forward to more on that. And like we said, now we're through the heavy lifting, shall we say. May is Beef Month, but anywhere you go, now the full-on grilling season is on. And I've got to believe that the Wisconsin Beef Council, it's all about education and making sure consumers know all their options for that grill.
Absolutely. We have a lot of tips at beeftips.com when it comes to grilling safety, grilling ideas, maybe what some of the most popular cuts are. And one site that I saw just before I left for a chat, Pam, was at beefiswhatsfordinner.com. Also has a list of affordable cuts. You know, that's something that families are thinking of as well. Those kiddos are home for the summer months, you're putting a lot more meals on the table. And so what a great way to explore cooking outside and trying some new cuts of meat. And like you said, we have a lot of these fun summer holidays coming up. We had Memorial Day in May, but coming up soon in June, we're going to have Father's Day. And less than a month, we're going to be celebrating the 4th of July, and our consumers are going to be grilling more, or at least that's what a survey shows. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, some people may know them as NCBA, they're a contractor to the Beef Checkoff program, and they did a survey among U.S. consumers, and they said that 8-13% more consumers say that they're going to grill on at least one of those holidays. So we're talking about Memorial Day, Labor Day, Father's Day. And people on average plan to grill more than 9 times a month this summer. Last summer, that was 8 times a month. So it's really exciting when you see them getting into these traditions and trends. And we know from looking at retail numbers last year in 2020, there was a high demand for retail beef. It was hard to go into the grocery store and not see some of those shelves empty. And more market research from NCBA shows the second and third quarter last year, 9 of the top 10 consumer cuts saw increases in sales, and ground beef was an obvious favorite. There are 1.5 billion pounds of ground beef sold during those quarters, but the next leading steak, ribeye steak, I know quite a few people are talking about ribeyes for Father's Day, that saw 1.73 million pounds sold in that time. And beef is one of those proteins that has 10 essential nutrients that can be incorporated into a healthy lifestyle. You're talking about protein, you're talking about zinc and iron and B vitamins, and there's a lot of those nutrients in lean sources of beef. I know a lot of us are talking about the summer months, maybe wanting to get back into shape out there, and there's cuts that can offer those nutrients in 170 calories per serving, and there are these cuts such as top sirloin steak, strip steak, and tenderloin steak, so there's delicious options out there.
I'm ready with any of them, all of them, that's for sure. Caitlin Riley in studio with us again, one of the communications coordinators, using your Beef Checkoff dollars to spread the good news about beef with the Wisconsin Beef Council. Find them beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. And speaking of social media, leading up to Father's Day and through the month of June, a lot of social media activity for the Wisconsin Beef Council. Tell me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We're going to continue with some of our giveaways. As you said, Pam, we have Father's Day coming up. And when we were planning this special giveaway, it's going to be for a beef jerky bouquet. If you missed it, we just posted a picture of it. So we'll be able to go and check that out and see if you want to enter. All we're asking folks to do is comment with their favorite flavor of beef jerky. And originally our plan was we'll make this a Father's Day giveaway, make it something where you're going to have to give it to dad. But we decided let's expand it because looking at the bouquet, it's something that I would definitely want, whether it's looking at it or enjoying it. So that's something you want to keep an eye out for on our Beef Council Facebook page. And we're also planning an event with Dairy Carry and the New York Beef Council. It's Flip and Sip. And so this is going to be an interactive virtual cooking class. And what she's going to show us how to make is a cheddar stuffed veal burger. And she created this recipe specifically for this class. She actually already did a test of it and sent us pictures, and it looks phenomenal. And it's happening next Thursday, that's June 17th at 6 o'clock. The first 25 to register are going to win some free swag and a gift card to order your own veal. There's also information at veal.org about where to find veal, so that way you make sure you have all those ingredients ready to go. Or if you have any questions about the nutrition of veal or about ways to cook it, all that information is there as well. And like we said before, Pam, we're going to continue with those farmer takeover stories. And so I'm excited to see where those progressions take us on social media. And I do want to give a plug, if there's any farmers out there who want to share their stories, please reach out, because the more the merrier.
And like we said, it doesn't have to be a complicated message. The simplest things you do in a day can be fascinating for those non-farm consumers we're trying to reach. Caitlin Riley in studio with us, and that is your June Checkoff Chat. Get out there and enjoy the June grilling season. It may seem hot out there, but believe you me, by the time we get to December, you'll be wishing you would have been out grilling more. And of course, Wisconsin beef at the center of the plate. Find more at beeftips.com, recipes, the social media interactive activities, whatever you're looking for, beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media.